Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb. And before we get to the good, reminder, a New Year's Eve party may be in your future today. Nazine's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach comfort for overindulging. Nazine available at stores everywhere. All right, the good of the day. And you said this is kind of a special edition.
A special edition, yeah. Because I decided, you know, there were so many. We had so much fun over the course of the entire year with some of these stories. I was like, yeah, let's revisit some of the highlights.
Okay, great.
So we'll just go through a few of the stories, like a few of the good, a few of the bad, a few of the dumb. One of the things that's given us so much material over the course of the year was O.J. Simpson joining Twitter.
Oh, my God. Was that a blast?
It was just, I mean, anytime we needed something, we just say, hey, let's just see what O.J.'s up to.
Yeah.
And he
never failed to deliver. He was always giving us content.
And it wasn't the fact of him just giving us content, because then the fun part was going through and reading all the comments.
Yeah, that was the best.
Because no one held back.
No, and that was the best. It was, like I said many times, I would come up with a joke, and then I'd realize 100 people have already came up
right.
with it. Like, that's how great Twitter some Twitter audience members are.
I mean, he would give us updates on his fantasy team, and then you'd have someone comment like, yeah, you know who would want to have a good fantasy team? Ron,
right. Exactly. That's the kind of world, the Twitter world we live in.
Another good that I think we had a little fun with were the reunion shows on Zoom. Like Zoom, I've never really heard of Zoom before COVID.
You know,
I think we used it as a company, but I didn't know what it was.
I was always the guy that opted for the conference call. Like, we always would have these, remember we would have these meetings and they would say, like, here's Zoom and here's just the phone number if you just want to use your phone. And I was always the guy, not because I didn't want anybody to see me, it's because I didn't know how to work it. I was like, I don't know how to run this. Yeah. And now I know. Now I know how to use it. I'm kind of a Zoom expert.
But you remember, you know, all the reunion shows, like where they got the cast of Goonies back together, or they got the cast of Ferris Bueller's Day Off together, and you got to see these guys older and reminiscing. And it was like, you know, that's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, it was kind of a fun thing. And it was cool because if you were putting it together, you kind of knew you had the audience. Like, one, people wanted something to do. And two, they weren't doing anything else.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, well, I know you're not doing Broadway. And I know you're not on remote doing a movie. And I know you're not on tour with whatever group you're with. I know you're home, so let's get together and talk about that movie from 1986.
I'm just going to make an assumption. You have a computer with a camera.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that. So let's all get together and look old and talk about how it was 30 years ago.
And then finally, the other good that gave us a lot of pleasure over the course of the year. And it kind of started off with Tiger King.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that all these shows, we kind of bonded together as a country and watched together.
I like the way you put that. That's the kind of, it felt like 2020, we were all watching the same thing, or it would just snowball into, we were all, because you would hear about it and you'd go, well,
that's how Tiger King, so I don't think I ever, if we didn't have quarantining and shutdown and stuff like that, I don't think I ever would have watched Tiger King.
I don't think so either. I don't think I found it compelling enough as a trailer. I was like, oh, Murder for Hire, guy has a zoo, I don't know,
whatever.
But then it was just this avalanche of attention, and it made me go, what are people doing? And then it's the fear of missing out. I'll admit it, I didn't want
to.
Everyone was talking about it. I was like, what, well, I'll jump in, what else am I doing while I'm locked in my house?
And that kind of created this thing like, hey, I've finished this series, somebody give me something new. And they gave us, you know, Queen's Gambit. I'm trying to think of all the other shows that we watched throughout the year, but we kind of watched it collectively as a group.
Yeah, and Queen's Gambit is a perfect example, because there's this story going around now that says the guy pitched this for 30 years and 62 million people have now watched it, and so it shows that persistence is the key. But it's also quarantine. I mean, it's a great show.
Yeah,
it was a great show, but quarantine helps.
Oh, you know, it does. I mean, we can't go anywhere. We can't do anything. This is what happens.
So it's, you know, it's in. That's what we ended up doing, and you're right. It felt like we were all watching the same things. We were all experiencing the same things. Hamilton came out for those who had Disney Plus. I remember that exploded. Everybody was watching that, and You know what? And by the way, that feels like 100 years ago when that Hamilton came out on, I think, July 4th weekend. And yeah, we were all like, you would just feel like everybody was all doing that same exact thing.
Yeah, you know? That kind of leads into the first bad of 2020.
All right.
Is that here we are at the end of 2020, and I feel like we've been in 2020 forever. That is
right.
Just that we've never experienced another year ever in our life. We were born in 2020, and we were probably passed away in 2020.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going and going.
It's funny because they say when you get older, time is shortened, but because your perception of time, it becomes so that years just fly by the older you get. I felt like 2020 was a 10-year process. I still am blown away when I think back of things that happened in May and April, and I go, oh my God, that was
this year,
8 months ago. What are you talking about? That I can't believe
when you brought up the draft.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's right. That was this year.
That's right. That's right. You know, Nashville was doing a thing, you know, one of the Tennessee and the local paper was doing a 2020 review thing, and the tornado. And I was like, I remember, was that 2020? You got to be kidding. You know, it's two times this city has done the Nashville strong thing. One was the tornado and the other one was this bombing, and they all happened in 2020. And I feel like that tornado was a while ago, you know, very long time ago.
Yeah.
And yet it was in the calendar year. So,
say another bad where all the asteroid near misses, which it kind of felt like those ramped up this year.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't remember a time like, oh, there's an asteroid coming and it was, you know, it missed us. It felt like once a month we were having an asteroid coming near us.
Yeah, that's right. It felt like, yeah, there was always some, because again, quarantine, maybe quarantine, these astronomers maybe were bored and like, now I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
Normally, I'd have to take my kid to soccer practice, but I didn't have anything else to do, so I'm scanning the skies, and I see this little rock has got a trajectory kind of close to us.
That or, the news has nothing to report because there's really, you know, I'm going to venture a guess that crime went down this year.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Because nobody was really out, because, you know, normally
our real
news,
numbers.
Normally our news is inundated with, oh, some guy robbed a convenience store, or this happened, and that happened. We didn't have that for a long period of time. It was like, well, what's NASA doing?
Right.
another one, was our personal favorite was murder hornets. Let's not forget murder hornets.
Well, murder hornets are still a thing, right? I mean, they just haven't really blossomed into what we thought they were going to be.
Yeah, they could make a comeback in 2021. It could be a revival of murder hornets.
Yeah, they arrived in early in the pandemic, and we thought, oh God, this is gonna, they'll be in your backyard any day now. And yeah, it kind of died out, but they're still here. They still can.
A personal favorite of mine was Chuck E. Cheese posing as Pasquale Pete's.
Oh, that's right.
Grubhub.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, hey, you know what? You can't go to Chuck E. Cheese. I think they're still closed nationwide.
And
they're probably going to go out of business because I don't know how you survive no one going to your place
at
all.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad.
I can understand. You know, you can go to a pizza place, but the essence of Chuck E. Cheese is kids running around, you know, wiping their snot on each other.
Yeah, and, you know, eating tickets and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And going to buy the little toys.
But I think the worst thing that came out of 2020, other than pandemic, was the announcement of all the reboots and remakes. It was like Hollywood has no more creativity. Remember we talked about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot,
right? Yeah.
Or the Who's the Boss reboot, which are still going forward, by the way.
Yeah, like I said, nostalgia. I got time for it, but I don't need an avalanche of it.
It felt like Hollywood was like, well, we're out of ideas.
Yeah, we've wrapped up this, you know, like these shows that were part of my childhood. Yeah, I'm not.
They were great.
But I'd leave them there. Some of them. I could be curious to see what you would have done with the storyline 20 years later. But my God, I don't need a. I really don't need a Who's the Boss. I really don't.
No, I mean, you know, Saved by the Bell, the reunion is or not the reunion, the show. There's a new one.
Yeah,
I haven't even turned to it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to. I feel like I'd love to see the pilot, you know, the first episode, and then that's it.
Now, like, I was watching one of the networks. God, it's probably NBC, I guess. I'm just taking a shot at it. that Ted Danson has got a new show called The Mayor, where he's a mayor of a city, right? And I thought to myself, that guy has been on TV my whole life.
Yes. I like, thought the same thing.
That guy has never, ever, never not had a gig.
And this show looks funny.
Yeah.
It looks good. It looks like, I mean, well, he's, I mean, he. I don't know if he's a good movie actor.
No.
I mean, so, he did a few movies and we're like, eh, but TV, he's brilliant.
Well, I will say this. I'm venturing to guess that either there's a couple of things. He's got a good agency behind him. Networks just like him. He probably does that Q thing really well, where just you pull the public and they're like, I just love Ted Danson. Anything that he is in, he watches. But he might be really good to work with, and he's not a problem on set. And he just because he's like in his 70s, and they create shows for him. Like, who else has been on TV in different shows for 40 years?
Right.
Where it's not one show, it's multiple shows on multiple networks, and he just keeps getting gigs.
Or not only that, but shows that stick.
Yeah, that stick around.
I mean, I think we can come up with shows. I'm certain Bob Saget has been offered a couple of shows network TV that just, you know, haven't passed the test audience phase.
Yeah.
But Ted Danson, for whatever reason, rubbed that, you know, made that deal with whoever years ago doing Cheers and has just kept rolling and rolling and rolling.
Cheers debuted, I was in elementary school.
Yes.
Here I am, you know, I got a kid in college and he's still on my television.
Watch The Good Place? Was actually a fun show.
It was. I love The Good Place. I thought it was great.
And he was excellent. That's why I have no doubt Mr. Mayor will be funny. I mean, just the little snippets I've seen of it, it was like, I got my attention. I'll watch at least one.
So, with that being said, really quick, would we want a Cheers reunion thing? Like, I think all of them are still alive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to speak out of turn, because I'm not 100% sure about that.
I guess maybe some shows allow it for it. You know, cause I'll put it to you this way. I love Cobra Kai.
I thought Cobra Kai was great.
And I'm excited for season 3, and I love the way they've taken it.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because it was too short. Cheers is something different because we had Cheers, what, for 11 years?
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know. We had Frasier's story. We wouldn't need Frasier back.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
do we want to see Norm still sitting at the same bar?
Yeah, exactly. And do we really want a gray-haired Ted Danson, former ball player womanizer? I don't know if he's that guy anymore. Like, it wouldn't work. Right?
Even if it was just a one-show special. You know he's that guy.
He could play that guy. That's true.
He's that guy. Sam Malone lives forever.
That's right.
Real quick, some of the dumb of the days, or dumb of the years. Kanye West trying to steal 2020's attention.
That's right. He really did.
I think we were all focused on everything that all the bad 2020 was giving us, and Kanye West was treating 2020 like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he was.
You know, excuse me, I know you're going to take over this year, but let me say this. You know, let me start a church. Let me run for president. Let me do this. There was a lot of crazy coming out of Kanye West. Another one, it's a favorite of you of ours is the evolution of AI and robots.
Yes.
Anytime I come across a story, I mention it here.
That's right.
I mean, it robots fighting each other. Robots. The last one we read was a AI writing an essay.
That's right. Writing his own essay.
And telling us why it wouldn't want to take over the human race. Like, wink, wink. Yeah,
petrifying.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And obviously, I think the biggest dumb of the year was Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Because it came at a time when we would have put all our chips in on Russell Wilson winning the NFL MVP.
Yeah, exactly.
When he came out with Mr. Unlimited, we thought that was just dumb. Just keep playing football. And from that moment on, I mean, Russell Wilson kind of came back to being the normal Russell Wilson. A good quarterback, don't get me wrong. You know, one of the best in the league. Just, I don't know if he'll ever win an MVP.
No, I don't think he will either. So hard. Yeah.
But, you know, that Mr. Unlimited thing was, God, that was god-awful.
All right, that's the final good, the bad, the dumb for us in 2020, and we'll have it, of course, when we come back in 2021. It is Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.